The Water Values Podcast, Session 22.
Welcome to the Water Values Podcast. This is the podcast dedicated to water utilities, resources, treatment, reuse, and all things water. Now here's your host, Dave McGimsey.
Hello and welcome to another session of the Water Values Podcast. Thanks for joining me. And thanks yet again to my son Joey for providing the intro and outro voiceovers. So stay tuned to the end to hear Joey's outro voiceover and has been the practice for the most recent episodes, the all-important disclaimer. Today's show is the first part in my talk with Ken Mercer of the American Water Works Association. Today we discuss the AWWA's rate survey and utility benchmarking survey. Next week I'll bring you my conversation with Ken concerning the AWWA's State of the Water Industry survey. This is the perfect opportunity to test out a two-part podcast because you don't need to hear the first to gain a full understanding of the second and vice versa. And I'm pinched for time with a lot of work going on, and because we're heading to Glacier National Park with my family this week to celebrate my parents' 50th wedding anniversary. So happy anniversary, Mom and Dad. Getting back to today's podcast, Ken does a great job explaining what the rate and utility benchmarking surveys are all about and how they can benefit utilities. If you are a utility and you're listening, I strongly encourage you to take part in the surveys. They're open until the end of August, but don't wait that long. Complete them as soon as possible. I was recently on the monthly call of the AWWA Strategic Management Practices Committee, and the importance of the benchmarking survey was brought up. It's not a short survey, so expect to spend some time with it. It was described on the call as between a survey monkey and doing your state taxes type of survey. So whatever time you put into the survey, rest assured that the labors of your efforts will be rewarded with the fruit of being able to use the results of the benchmarking survey. This is something I really believe in, and I hope we get as many utilities to participate as possible. So please also tell your fellow utilities about it, and if you're an interested ratepayer, urge your utility to participate in the utility benchmarking survey. I'll include a link in the show notes. With that said, let's get on with it. Open the valves, fasten your seatbelts, and here we go. Well, Ken, thanks very much for coming on to the Water Values Podcast. Greatly appreciate your time. To start off, why don't you tell us a little about your background and how you got interested in water?
Well, it's a funny story because I graduated high school in 1993 in Wisconsin. And as most people know, in the water industry, this is a big event in Milwaukee. So I grew up, I graduated high school from Fond du Lac, which is about an hour away from Milwaukee. And I was starting school at UW-Madison in the fall. I started school as a chemical engineer and at one point became a little disheartened with the direction where that was going and took a little time off and tried to figure out what it is that I wanted to do. And when I came back, I ended up taking some classes with Greg Harrington, who's a civil and environmental engineering professor there, and just really fell in love with water and wastewater treatment. It was a real knack. It was, I hate to say this to people who are civil engineers, but it's easy chemical engineering. So, which I'm sure there are those who are chemical engineers. We all know what I'm talking about on that. But following, you know, my undergrad, I asked Greg about, you know, where should I go? What should I do? And he said, well, you know, I went to grad school at UNC, North Carolina, at Chapel Hill, and his professor was Phil Singer. So I just completely followed what he had done and went down to North Carolina. And if for people who know who Phil Singer is, he's a, you know, one of the stalwarts of our industry. And following Phil's direction, I ended up, it's funny how everything is connected, how one person leads to the next. So Phil, you know, he's got numerous students all over the world. And he said, where do you want to go work? And so I said, two places, three places. And he's like, all right, well, go meet these guys when you get there. And one of those people that I tapped was Jim Borchert, who is still in Southern California with MWH, and just walked into his office and just completely hit it off. And so with a master's degree, started working for MWH. At the time, they just added the H at that point. So people were still calling them Montgomery, so they'll always be Uncle Monty to me. But following that up, you know, worked for a couple of years in the Bay Area, got a lot of experience, a lot of pilot, you know, the basics were, you know, water treatment, water resources, that kind of stuff. Decided I wanted to go back for a PhD and looked around quite a bit. And so ended up at UMass studying under John Tobiasen. And I don't know if people are interested in the academic lineage of these folks. So I took a moment this morning with, so Phil Singer's background is, you know, disinfection byproducts and water chemistry, water treatment. And he kind of comes from the brands of Werner Stumm, which if people know, you're looking at me, maybe I'm getting to an area where I shouldn't go, but water chemistry, there's the Stumm and Morgan, which is this huge, okay, dense book, which everyone has, which very few people actually open, but that's his lineage. And so, That's one half of where I come from, and then John Tobias and his mentor was Charlie O'Melia at I'm gonna draw a blank. Sorry, everybody.
No worries.
Anyways, he comes from Charlie O'Melia, and I'm gonna get some ribbing from this from blanking on the school, but I'm on the spot. Anyways, yeah. So John kind of guided me for 4 years. My background my research topic was membrane concentrate treatment. So really getting into like brine chemistry and thermodynamics for some reason really struck it with me. Yeah. So I was getting to the fundamentals of why we exist and what that is and how that translates into to water treatment. So, however, following that, I went back to work with MWH here in Denver. We're sitting in Denver right now. And worked for them for a couple of years. And then an opportunity arose at AWWA, and the markets were in a swirl, and my personal life just seemed to steer me towards AWWA, and it's been a great fit.
Well, great. I thought I've lived in a lot of places until I heard that story. So it's great. You've been able to learn from a lot of different folks in a lot of different places. What are you doing now at AWWA? What's your responsibility there?
So my main responsibility just came into a new role, and my title is a senior manager of technical and research programs. And so, in large part, my focus is on one of our councils. So AWWA, the American Water Works Association, we're divided into, at least our volunteer structure is divided such that there are several councils that guide our activities. And some of those will be like the Water Utility Council, the Public Affairs Council, the Standards Council. The one that I'm focused, or the one that I'm the secretary for, is the Technical and Education Council. And they're mainly responsible for developing our technical content. So for the annual conference, for any of our other conferences, so the Water Quality Technology Conference, the Utility Management Conference, the new Water Infrastructure Conference, they basically are charged with putting all that technical content together to make sure that the tracks are all together. In addition, they also do a lot of our teleconferences, our workshops and seminars, development of manuals and handbooks and other materials, so making sure that those volunteers are really, that they've got the resources that they need, and that staff is dedicated to where it needs to go. That's the bulk of what I do right now. And then in addition to that, I also do, so that's sort of the technical side. And then the research side is the AWWA does several research projects throughout the year. We'll probably talk about several of these in a moment, but